August, the eighth month of the year in the Gregorian calendar, and the full palette of nature is on glorious display. Our breadth of poets include Wordsworth, Swinburne, Hardy and Rosenberg, who with many others describe and reveal their thoughts on the month and notable dates within it. Among our readers are Richard Midgley and Gisela Rowe.
Hymn for the 1st of August by John Pierpont. Where Britannia's emerald isles gem the Caribbean sea, and an endless summer smiles, lo, the Negro thrall is free. Yet not on Columbia's plains hath the sun of freedom risen. Here, in darkness and in chains, toiling millions pine in prison. Shout, ye islands disenthralled, point the finger as in scorn at a country that is called freedom's home, where men are born heirs for life to chains and whips, bondmen who have never known wife, child, parent, that their lips ever dared to call their own. Yet a Christian land is this, yea, and ministers of Christ slavery's foot in homage kiss, and their brother, who is prized higher than their saviour even, do they into bondage sell, pleading thus the cause of heaven, serving thus the cause of hell. Holy Father, let thy word, spoken by thy prophets old, by the pliant priest be heard, and let lips that now are cold, chilled by mammon's golden wand, with our nation's burden glow, till the free man and the bond shout for slavery's overthrow. Stanzas for the 1st of August by James Monroe Whitfield. From bright West Indies' sunny seas comes...